Councilmember David Howard led the development of the new code, and he acknowledged former Mayor Patrick Cannon's contribution.
This was not something that I think we would have dealt with if it were not for the action of one of our own last year.
Cannon took money and gifts in exchange for promise of his influence. That was already against council policy and illegal under federal law. The new policy spells out when council can accept gifts, said City Attorney Bob Hegeman.
You can accept gifts from your extended family and members of your own household. The intent here is not to kill Christmas and birthdays for each of you.
Another exception allows gifts from outside acquaintances, which, quote, a reasonable person would conclude is not influence. Also okay, things under $50, items the city would reimburse anyway, or food, drinks, or tickets to a public event where the member is representing the city. Councilman Kenny Smith tried to amend the new code and bar that last bit.
Yeah, I can think of no reason I need to do business at Panther Stadium that I can't do here on the 15th floor at the government center.
Several council members objected to Smith's amendment. Councilwoman Luana Mayfield said it would hurt the visibility of less wealthy council members in the community.
I think that there's an unrealistic expectation that is longstanding that only certain people should be able to serve. And those are those that are in a certain financial demographic window.
The ethics policy also requires members to disclose if they own $10,000 in stock or other stake in a company or organization, but only those with business with the city. Complaints against council members for violating the ethics policy would be vetted by the city attorney, but passed along to outside investigators. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.